Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Maybe and we'll see. Do you want to go with them? Okay, you don't have to. Just thought. You might want to go to the party. But that's okay. So maybe and we'll see. How many of you ever uttered those words out of your mouth? Maybe and we'll see. Those are two words that Carl and I have said many times. And sometimes to each other. But most times we've said it to our kids, right? Can we go to Blockbuster?
Maybe.
Can we have pizza for dinner? Maybe. Can we go to the movies? We'll see. Thank you. And the kids know that, right? They figured the code out like that. Because, you know, it's sort of like, I don't want to deal with them moaning and groaning and saying, why not, you know, blah, 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 blah. Because they would usually ask it when we were in the car going somewhere, and they were in the back, and Carl and I hadn't talked about it. And so, you know, one of us would utter maybe or we'll see. Well, which one was maybe? Maybe was the yes. They figured it out that for us, maybe meant yes. And it was probably the way the tone of my voice would go. Like if it, can we have pizza for dinner? And then it was like, maybe. Like, hey, that sounds pretty good. I'm the cook tonight. You know, it was the kid's idea. It wasn't my idea. But the we'll see, like, can we go to the movies or can we go ice skating? Can we, you know, do whatever? And it's like, right. And what was that one? We'll see. They knew we'll see meant no. Because immediately they would turn to each other and go, oh, like, man, we can't. And I was like, they can't argue with me because I didn't say no. Now, how about that other one? You know what that other one is? Not now. Not now. Not now. Now, it's not now a yes or a no. It's a not now, right? I mean, when do we use not now? I'll tell you when I use not now. And we all do it to each other. I've done it to my mother. I've done it to my husband. You know, the kids have done it to me. My husband has done it to me. You're on the phone talking with a friend. And what happens? Someone wants to talk to you. And you're like, not now. You know, it's not a maybe or we'll see. It's a definite, yeah, I'm going to talk to you. But not now. Like, now is not the time. Whenever, when else have we used not now? You know, I've used it, Carl might be coming in, or vice versa. He's watching the end of a movie, or I'm watching the end of a show, and I want to see it. This is before they had the, you know, where you could run, you know, rewind it. And he'd be coming in, oh, you're never going to guess what I'm like, not now. You know, sort of like, yeah, we can talk, but not now. Now is not the time, right? Not yet. How about a child who's waiting, right? So the kids, oh, we're ready to go to Sunday school. What did I say to them? Not now. You will. It's not yet. It's not yet that time. And it gets like, you know, we could get really excited about that whole, you know, not now. We could think of a million reasons. You know, can you fix this for me now? Can you help me with my homework now? Oh, you see I'm in the middle of something. Like, of course I'm going to help you with your homework, but not now. We're going to save that for later. How about the software companies? Have they picked up on not now? You ready to down? I'm in the middle of doing something. That stupid little box comes up. Now, there's nothing stupid about the box, okay? It clearly tells me it's time for me to update, and I need to do that. But what are the options? Install or not now. That cracks me up. It has a not now there because it's like, not now. I'm in the middle of something. I can't hang up my machine for this period of time. But when you click on that not now, some of them say install later, but when you click on that not now, do you know what comes next?
Gives you a time.
When? It gives you options. An hour from now? Tonight? Tomorrow? I mean, it's smart enough to know that most people click on the not now the first time out, right? So that's, you know, that's how about a child making cookies? Right? Their responsibility is to put the chocolate chips in. How many times would a child say, can I put it in? Could I put it in? Not now. Not yet. It's the last thing that's going to go in. That's sort of what Jesus is saying in the first story that we heard. That first story I can't stand. I don't like that story. That story where Jesus is basically, you know, to me, I'm like, really? Did he just say that to this woman? But you see what Jesus says. First, I need to feed the children. He's not telling her no. He's telling her not now. Not yet. It's not your turn yet. It's not, I'm never going to do this. It's not now. It's not your time. And I like to think that this is the human part of Jesus that's doing this, because in his mind, as he goes forward, remember, we understand Jesus to be fully man, fully divine, and that Jesus is like, there's an order here. I am coming first to the Jewish, to the covenantal children of God. You're going to be included, but it's not your turn yet. I don't particularly care for the way he goes about saying it, but you know something? He never tells her no. He's basically explaining to her what the plan is. Who is this woman that comes to Jesus? Perhaps her focus needs to be on her. Who is she? She is a Syrophoenician woman. She is a woman that most likely comes from wealth. She's not a Jewish woman. She's a Gentile. And we learned all about the impurity, unpureness of the Gentiles. But Jesus isn't about that. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying you're impure, you're this, you're that. She's a woman. Women are not supposed to be out without a man back in those days. And she comes to Jesus. And when it says she bows, the word is prostrate. Do you know what prostrate means? It means that you lay on the floor, flat, face down, with your arms out and your legs spread. That is a show of worship. And that's what this woman does. She knows who Jesus is. And Jesus' response is not now. This woman's child is ill. She's not taking a not now for an answer, is she? A friend of mine had breast cancer. She was in her late 20s, early 30s. And it was successful. She was treated, and it came back in her other breast 9 years later. She went through the treatment. It was successful. 5 years later, it comes back as ovarian cancer. And they discovered that the source of the cancer was in the ovaries. So she was like, I'm going to fight this thing. She looks up the best gynecological oncologist in New York City. And this is 1998 time frame. Dr. Cohen. And she calls up. And they said, yeah, we can give you an appointment. It was like 6 months from now, April. She didn't take no for an answer. That's what's happening here. You see, what my friend did was she said, let me tell you, I will be dead in April. You want to hear my story? And she told her story, and then the nurse got on the phone, and then the next thing you know, she's in the doctor's office the next day. This woman would not take no for an answer. She knew who Jesus was. But Jesus, again, is not saying no. Jesus is saying not now, like that doctor said, April. But she said, no, I can't wait. Her faith, what did she say? She said, even the crumbs, the bread of life crumbs that fall on the floor are eaten by the dogs. A crumb of grace and healing from the bread of life is sufficient for her. That's incredible faith. That's incredible trust. Give me the crumb. I'll take the crumb. She is engaging Jesus in a conversation. She doesn't get angry. She says, but really, give me the crumb. I know that eating that changed my entire life. And because of her engagement and this relationship that they're starting to have, he said to her, go home. Your daughter is healed. Can we change God's mind? Yeah, we can. The not now became now. The not yet became yet. And when Jesus left and went to the next city, it was also a Gentile city. And the story that we heard next about healing of the man who could not hear and could not speak properly was the healing of a Gentile man. The not now became now and changed everything. Chuck, our dear friend, he knew this God. He knew this Savior. He knew this Jesus in whom he had a relationship with. Chuck had lost one of his sons. He lost two sons, one who, when he was 2 weeks old and the other one when he was 12 years old, to a disease that was in the family. And he said prior to this, he was a workaholic, not involved in the church, working all the time, doing all this stuff. But his son had this incredible faith that he said, I don't know where it came from, because I know it didn't come from me. It most likely came from my wife, but I knew really it came from God. And he would say to his father every day, Dad, don't worry, I'm going to be fine. He said that to the day that he passed from this world. Todd was his name. That faith changed Todd. He no longer focused on that part of his life in all of the strength and everything that he gave to it in that passion. Instead, he did that part of his life, but his focus was on God. Because the time was now, and he never, ever gave up. If the time is not now, then the next question is then when? But I will say, the time is now. So it's not now, it's now.